Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John D. Witt. And today, I'm going to share some frustrations a little bit, and then we're going to talk about some other resources or how to get your brain healthy. Now, the frustration comes from, we just got done talking about the top 10 supplements for brain boosting abilities. And I don't want everybody to think that's the only solution. That's just a tiny piece of the puzzle. And what is so frustrating to me is that all of the doctors, not all, but most of the doctors out there, when they diagnose you with Alzheimer's, they literally tell you to get your affairs in order and act like there's nothing they can do, there's nothing that can be done. This is insane. We talked about Dr. Dale Bredesen and his book, The End of Alzheimer's. Phenomenal book. His entire protocol is amazing. It just came out a few months ago. I mean, we've gone through that, and I'm going to continue to touch on that. And here's the thing. If he was like some unique individual and nobody else is talking about it, then I can understand. You'd be a little suspect and say, nobody else is talking about it, so I don't know why he suddenly thinks he's smarter than everybody else. Well, that's when you come across Dr. Daniel Amen down here in California. And he has worked with Dr. Bredesen, and they have collaborated, and he has a very similar protocol and points out the fact that, yeah, it's not just one disease, it's multiple things that go on, and you need to optimize certain things and make certain changes in your life if you want to get your brain healthy. The thing that I like about Dr. Amen is that he uses the SPECT scan, which is a specific scan of your brain that can tell you and show you what parts of your brain aren't working as well as they should be. And it just blows my mind. He talks about how, okay, if you're overweight, like I've talked about before, if you're overweight, you get on a scale and then you go on a diet and then you weigh yourself again, and that gives you a real easy way to determine if you're losing weight or not. He talks about how when you're over 40, you're supposed to get a colonoscopy. And he remembers asking the doc when he was doing that, he's like, I mean, wouldn't you want to be interested in the other end? Because, I mean, the brain is the thing that runs everything. It's the CPU, if it were, the central processing unit that determines how we perceive our world and how we function. It controls every single aspect of your life. And if you don't know what your brain is doing or how your brain is reacting and if it's healthy or not, then you're just flying blind and you just assume that everything's fine. And then suddenly when it's not, it's like, oh, crap, I don't know what to do because I didn't know something was wrong. And Bredesen talks about that too. He talks about people in their 20s and 30s are doing things and have been living a certain way. And it's not any crazy way. I mean, they've been eating the normal American diet, which is full of processed foods, way too much sugar. They've been drinking way too much alcohol. They've been smoking cigarettes. The nicotine is an issue. So many different things. And they don't really see that that's a problem, because they do it for so long that after a couple of decades of that, that's when the symptoms start to show up, because we just don't think about it. And because we're not able to get on a scale and say, oh, this is messed up, then we just think everything's fine. But now with Dr. Amen's SPECT scan, you can actually go in and see exactly what area of the brain in you is not working as well as it should. If you've had traumatic brain injuries, even if you had concussions without losing consciousness, multiple concussions like with football can cause brain injury, and it'll show very easily. I've seen several of these different scans, and it shows you exactly what's going on, and you can, based on your history, figure out why it's going on. And then more importantly, he gives you, just like Dr. Bredesen does, he gives you specific steps to help heal that area of your brain. I mean, the fact that most modern physicians nowadays are telling their patients there's nothing they can do is so frustrating, because there is something they can do. They just aren't aware of it. They need to educate themselves. And I just had a post on Facebook the other day that actually is a downloadable post that you can download, print it out, and take it into your physician and say, hey, are you aware of this? This is very important, and they are helping hundreds of people. We're talking about people that weren't able to work anymore because they had so many memory issues and brain fog and weren't able to stay organized and things like that. and after being on these protocols, have been able to go back to work. I mean, these people are earning money again when before they literally thought they were just waiting to die. I mean, that's insane. So you need to educate yourself, but more importantly, you need to educate your doctors and let them know that there's another option out there. Because some of the stressful things that Dr. Amen talks about, he talks about Alzheimer's disease is expected to triple in the next 30 years. Triple. And the scary thing is that 50% of people 85 years and older will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. But on top of that, even the caregivers are at risk. They're at 50% risk of losing their cognitive function. I mean, it's really, really frightening. And another issue that can lead to Alzheimer's that Dr. Amen talks about is depression. It's the most expensive medical illness on the planet. It's one of the greatest killers of our time, affecting 50 million Americans at some point in our lives. And that's insane. And obesity. He's really big on if you're obese, you've got a problem. Thirds of Americans overweight and one third are obese. Now, the only downside to that is if you use the BMI, the body mass index, to calculate if you're obese or not, that can be a little tricky because personally, I'm 6'4", 250 pounds, and according to the BMI calculator, I'm obese. But I am telling you right now, I am not obese because I exercise a lot because of my football experience. So my body has that muscle memory to be fit and in shape, and so being active is really, really important. But he talks about, he calls it the dinosaur effect or the dinosaur syndrome or something like that. It's really funny because you figure if you're big, then you're liable to, your brain actually shrinks if you gain weight. So now here's a great thing I wanted to share real quickly with you that Dr. Amen recommends. To see what your risks are, and you're going to add up your score at the end, and it'll tell you if you're at risk or not. So number one, if one family member with Alzheimer's disease, you give yourself 3.5 points. More than one family member with Alzheimer's or dementia, you give yourself 7.5 points. Number two, a single head injury with loss of consciousness, you give yourself 2 points. Several head injuries without loss of consciousness, which would be me, you give yourself 2 points. Alcohol dependence or drug dependence in past or present, you give yourself 4.4 points. Major depression or ADD, ADHD diagnosed by a physician in the past or present, you give yourself a 2 if you are a female, a 4 if you are a male. If you're on the standard American diet, you give yourself 2 points. If you are obese, based on your body mass index, you give yourself 2 points. If you have a history of stroke, you give yourself 10 points. If you have heart disease or have had a heart attack, you give yourself 2.5 points. Pre-hypertension or hypertension, 2.3 points. Pre-diabetes or diabetes, 3.4 points. Cancer chemotherapy can lead to Alzheimer's and dementia. You give yourself 3 points if you've had cancer chemo. If you've had seizures in the past or presently have seizures, you give yourself 1.5 points. If you have Parkinson's disease, you give yourself 3 points. Sleep apnea, when you stop breathing while you're sleeping, give yourself 2 points. This was kind of surprising. If you have less than a high school education, you give yourself 2 points. If you have limited exercise, in other words, you don't really go to the gym more than twice a week, then that's 2 points. If you have a job that does not require any new learning, so if it's just a job where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, give yourself 2 points. If you have periodontal disease, you give yourself 2 points. The presence of inflammation in the body, such as high homocysteine or C-reactive protein, you give yourself 2 points. If you smoke cigarettes for 10 years or longer, 2.3 points. If you have low estrogen in females, you give yourself 2 points. Or low testosterone in males or females, you give yourself 2 points. If you're in the age range of 65 to 75 or 74 years old, you give yourself 2 points. If you're within the age range of 75 to 84, you give yourself 2 points. And if you're over 85 years old, you give yourself 38 points. So I know I went through those pretty quickly, but you add up whichever of those apply to you, add them all up and come up with a total score. Now, the interpretation of this is if your score is 0 to 4, you likely have low risk factors for developing Alzheimer's. If your score is between 4 and 10, you have a moderate risk and should consider annual screening after age 50. And if your score is greater than 10, consider annual screening after your age 40. Now, he goes into each one of those factors, those risk factors, and talks about how to reduce them. We're going to talk about that in future episodes, because I don't want you to figure out where you are based on those risk factors and just be like, okay, now what? So I'm going to give you the solutions that Dr. Amon recommends, and you'll see that there's a lot of overlap between what he recommends and what Dr. Bredesen recommends. And so the point is, something that works regardless who says it. And this is very, very important stuff. Now, here's a story I wanted to share real quickly that Dr. Amon talked about. It was a testimonial from one of his friends. And this kind of hit close to home for me because I played football for 12 years after college. So listen to this. And this is Dr. Amon speaking. One of my close friends, Jeff, had a 13-year-old boy who really wanted to play football. What should I tell him? I was going to help him find a coach to guide him, he asked. How about no, I said. But he really wants to. Well, what if he said he really wanted to do cocaine? Would you help him find a drug dealer? I replied. No, of course not, Jeff said, a little irritated. Well, why? What if he really wanted to do it? In my experience, the damage from football is about the same. So a parent's job is to be your child's prefrontal cortex until his or hers develops. That's the decision making, which is much later than most anyone thought. Typically 25 in females and 27 or 28 in males. So you have to make the decision for them when they're younger. And I mean, that was shocking that football and cocaine use are about the same risk for cognitive impairment later in life. So we're going to talk about a lot more detail with this in future episodes. Like I said, I also still have the link in my Brain Builders Masterclass in the description of this podcast. And I appreciate everyone listening, everyone signing up. The registration currently is closed, but we're going to be opening that registration for the next class pretty soon. We're doing the fourth class Friday, and it has been a lot of fun. We try to have as many interesting guests on as possible. We had a representative from the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute that got on there talking about their cognitive assessment tools. And we also had the former LA Lakers sports psychologist on there answering questions on how to deal with the relationship issues that arise if you're a caregiver for your spouse or a loved one, and how that relates to you and what you need to, and how to speak to them when they're having some issues, when they're frustrated, when they're being verbally abusive. Because you can't go into it, this was the main point that he made, was that you can't go into a situation in your mind with like preconceived notions on how it should be. You have to, when you're dealing with somebody with cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's, you have to just live in the moment and just be how it is and realize this is how it is. And it might not be how it is tomorrow. Hopefully it won't be how it is tomorrow. But right now, this is where they are. And me being the one, the caregiver, the one that doesn't have cognitive decline, hopefully, you're able to kind of control the environment of that relationship. And it's really, really useful information. If you can't see the link for the description, you can just go to bit.ly/waitlistbb. That's WAITLISTBB as in Brain Builders. And you can join the wait list, and we will make sure that you are notified as soon as registration opens for this class or the next class. It's going to be full of super useful information. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast. Please tell your friends about it. And we will see you next time. This has been the Brain Builders Podcast with Dr. John DeWitt. Have a phenomenal day.